You might have heard, baby boomers are no longer babies. Most of them have grandchildren. Federal boomers are retiring in waves, so who replaces them? The Office of Personnel Management is overhauling the government's recruiting tools to attract tech-savvy millennials who might not be charmed by stuffy job descriptions or bureaucratic websites. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp joins me now with more on OPM's new strategy. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what are they doing at OPM to try to get those millennials in the government in the first place?
They're trying a couple of different tactics. This is a priority of the new director. Well, she's not new anymore, Catherine Archuleta. She's been there about a year. And over the past year, she's traveled extensively throughout the country, visiting with both people who are in the federal workforce already to find out what they like about their jobs and what they do, and also meeting with people at schools that are both those who have driven people to the federal government and where they have students who really haven't thought of federal careers before. And she's tried to tell them, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you can maybe be a doctor for NASA's astronauts. Think about, you know, things like that that involve the skills that you want to develop and also are the jobs that help the federal government. So based on her research, she's come up with a couple of different things. OPM is going to overhaul its hiring portal, usajobs.gov. That's where most agencies post their job announcements. So it's going to get a refresh. They're also enhancing the Pathways internship program. She was short on details for that, but there is an event today about that. And also, they're just generally trying to go where young people are. So that means a better, more reliance on social media than they've had in the past to get the word out about jobs.
Now, they've had trouble for some time with USA Jobs. Originally, it barely worked, and then they got it to work properly. But when you go there, you still see these, as you put it, stuffy job descriptions. Are they going to kind of update those a little bit at that site?
Yeah, to be clear, Catherine Archuleta, the director of OPM, never said they were stuffy. She said they are trying, this is how she puts it, they are using a Lean Six Sigma method, which is very popular in the government right now, to find the trouble spots in this website. And they're really emphasizing the need for plain language. We've heard this before, but simple language that people understand if they're not used to government speak. And she said they're also trying humor too. Now, how that will be apparent in USA Jobs, I'm not sure, but that was something that she was saying. Just overall, they're trying to, in their recruiting methods, use English that people understand and use humor.
It's almost as if industry and government are going in opposite directions. I know some of the high-tech companies, they don't call people salesmen, for example, anymore. If they're hiring for sales, they call them, new installation evangelists or something like that, which is so maybe they're crossing paths here and the government will become more attractive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I opened up a job description on usajobs.com to talk about this a little bit with you because I hadn't seen the website in a while. So, for example, here, the Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General is hiring a Director of External Affairs, a pretty big position. And I would just say, you know, I like a few of the things that they tend to do on USA Jobs. They state the salary range right up front, and they give you a lot of information like the series and grade and whether it's a full-time position, where it is, what security clearance you like. I don't think the problem necessarily is that they use too much bureaucratic language. It's just a really, really, really long description of what the person must do and what they must have, rather, their qualifications and what they would do. So it just goes into far more detail than I think you would find on, say, Monster.com or another popular job site.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, and tell us more about the Pathways internship program. What do they hope to do there?
Yeah, this was one where, frankly, she was short on details, and let me explain a little bit why. Catherine Archuleta gave a virtual town hall. She was on Google Plus. It's sort of a celebration of her first year in the position. So she was taking a lot of questions from the audience through Twitter, through Facebook, but didn't spend a lot of time going over the details. So as a result, she mentioned the Pathways program a couple times, saying that she wanted to enhance it, that it is a valuable tool for young people to get into federal government because it's a program that they can go into as an entry program, and then they can convert if they're lucky for a full-time job. And she said, you know, it's a chance for the intern to try out an agency and for an agency to try out an intern. And she was rallying people to, you know, bring their best game, but not a lot of details on what OPM will do. Today, OPM is hosting what they say is the first government-wide training event for Pathways participants. Going to be a half day where they're going to provide workshops and key competencies for this group of people. Not exactly sure what those key competencies would be because you're talking about people across the board in government. But anyways, they're going to be doing this government-wide training this morning. But other than that, they haven't said a lot of details about what they're going to be doing long-term.
And you've also presented a number of tweets that occurred during that virtual town hall because people felt that not all the questions they really had were being answered.
Well, sure. I mean, it was a one-hour thing, and they were picking questions, and there were a lot of those that did not get picked for whatever reason. So, yeah, I mean, if you go to federalnewsradio.com, click on the story that I wrote based on this town hall, and you can scroll to the bottom. We use Storify to just pull some of the tweets in to show the range of topics that people wanted to ask the basically the chief personnel officer for the government about. One was as simple as, are federal employees going to get the day after Christmas off?
Yes, I saw that one.
People want to know.
And there's a question from a Beth who is in her Twitter picture is holding an infant and says, when will we get maternity benefits leave? Great recruitment tool for young workers right there. And so you can see what her concern is. But then you get some questions I think maybe not even Catherine Archuleta can answer, such as, can you get Congress to stop beating up on feds, such hard workers who get so little respect?
Yes. Well, you know, she could try.
She
you never
try.
Know
she
until you try, right?
March up there with a frying pan or something and hit
well,
them back.
Because, you know, the hashtag was America's workforce. And so these are questions that are troubling, that are on the minds to people who work for the federal government, who make up America's workforce. And sure, I mean, she doesn't have omnipotent powers to do anything, but it's a true problem that is bugging people. So, you know, there are certain things that I think just sort of show you where people are, what people are thinking about. And I'll just throw in another question that wasn't answered, but I thought was very interesting. She did mention that they are trying to make the senior executive service program better. They're testing pilots with onboarding, the sort of orientation people get when they join SES and the like. One person tweeted, you know, this onboarding process needs to be applied to not just SES positions. 4 months in a job with no on-the-job training is discouraging. Now, I don't know where the position is. Again, it was just a tweet to her. But it is an interesting thing that shows you what people are thinking about or what they would like OPM to focus on.
And it also looks like there were questions about the veterans' preference, which is an area of great confusion. I think OPM has just published some guidance on, and also the Merit Systems Protection Board also has published guidance to try to sort out all of the overlaid and layered on regulations for veterans' preference.
Yeah, well, you know, she got a she did respond to a tweet that somebody named with the handle Divine Mrs. M tweeted saying, why is it so hard for civilians to get jobs in the federal government nowadays? Vets block all the positions that civilians need jobs too. And Archuleta pushed back very strongly about that, saying, you know, I'm a very strong proponent of veterans' preference. We have to recognize the service that these people have given our government when they're in the military and they have skills that can serve us. We want to continue their service. So she really just kind of defended veterans' preference. She says also that it should allow agencies to widen the mix of applicants they get, not necessarily push back against the civilian employees, but just let agencies choose from both those coming from the military and those coming from civilian workforce. But of course, that's how she sees it. It's another thing how agencies are using it. And I think that's where people have some concerns.
And I wanted to point out that earlier in October, Emily, you had a story, millennial feds like their jobs but don't stay long. So recruiting them and getting them into government is one thing. Getting them to stay as long as we believe the average boomer stayed, that's another problem. Did Archuleta talk about the longevity or staying once you're in issue?
Well, she was talking about how she wanted people, if they feel, you know, there are certain characteristics that have come with the newer generation in that people want new challenges all the time and not necessarily the security. And it's not as secure of a world as it was when, their parents were their age. But she said, you know, if you are ready for a new challenge, you want to move on from your agency, think about another agency. Think about moving within the federal government. And she would like to create those opportunities where people can stay with the government and still have careers, that they find are new and they have innovation in them and challenging. So if one job becomes stale, maybe there's another federal job. They don't have to leave the government overall.
And of course, this was not in the story, but I wonder if it came up at all that the whole idea of phased retirement, maybe that's an avenue to help some of the millennials coming in to be mentored and onboarded by people that are on their way out, but still have lots to say that's valuable.
Yeah, she did answer a question about mentoring, basically saying she thought mentoring was wonderful for the reasons that you mentioned. Not really a lot of details, though, about the programs that OPM is working on.
All right, Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp. You can find her story at federalnewsradio.com. Emily, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.